Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. For the past several weeks, we've been talking about the Defense of Marriage Act and noted that the Justice Department was advised to no longer defend it, which opens the door for some new and serious questions. But on the state level, we have another problem. And today we have Duane Motley as our guest. And Duane, tell us what's happening in the Capitol today about same-sex marriage.
Okay, the governor is making this his number one legislative priority for the rest of the year. Even though we have tax problems, we have ethics problems, we have mandate relief problems, redistricting problems, all kinds of very crucial problems for our state. But the governor said his number one legislative priority for the remainder of the year will be passing homosexual marriages. Now, they call it marriage equality, so it sounds good, so that people be afraid to vote against it. And he meets every week with the leaders of the homosexual organizations in our state for strategy sessions, and he is their chief strategist. He's assigned the top two people on his staff to be in charge of the project and to see that this legislation gets passed. He's going to be starting a tour around the state, promoting his legislative agenda. He's got basically three items, and one of them is the marriage equality, to try to put pressure on legislators back home in their district to pass this legislation. And so that's going to be the real battle. And, of course, we're there trying to counter him. We are also doing a tour. We announced a week ago we're starting a tour around the state with a motorhome that's all the shrink-wrapped. We're calling it May Day for Marriage, urging people to contact their legislators. Just because your legislator voted with us the last time they voted on this issue does not mean they'll be with us this time. There's tremendous pressure on them to switch, and we got a bunch of them straddling the fence. So get a hold of your legislators immediately and put pressure on them.
Well, Duane, tell us, how does the lines divide between the Senate and the House and the people in both sides of the aisle on that issue? How does it line up right now?
It is very tight. In the Senate controlled by Republicans by 32 to 30. If the Republicans would all stay together and vote as a block, we would defeat it in the Senate. You have to have 32 votes. We have two Democrats we can count on. That's all. So we need to get the Republicans to stay together, and then the two Democrats would be insurance. On the other side, in the Assembly, they've passed it three times. Last time they passed it with 89 votes. Since then, they've lost 14 votes. So they're down to 75. They have to have 76 to pass. So we think right now we might beat it in that House. It's going to be a one or two vote decision in each House. So right now it could go either way, depending on the pressure that the listeners put on their representatives.
Well, months ago, I did a series of messages, and included in there was the value of one vote. And there's some very interesting historical data about how one vote determines some very major issues in our country. Why are people supporting this view?
Well, I don't think that people are. I think that there's a few polls out there that are driven by the homosexual community or the left-wing people, liberals, and they're not calling our people. And those polls are being reported, but I don't believe they're true. Polls only give you trends, and I don't believe that 58% of the people of New York are in favor of this. And certainly, it's not a high priority to them. Even if they would go along with it, it is a very, very low priority on anybody's radar screen, or should be.
What would be the complications of allowing that law to pass in the state?
Oh, a lot of complications. It wouldn't affect ministers because they'd still be opted out. They wouldn't have to conduct homosexual marriages. But it would change the definition of a marriage. And the Bible God defined what a marriage is. And we don't think that this legislature has the authority to redefine what God has defined. And so there's a lot of ramifications, benefits, et cetera, that would come along and cost us a lot of money as well as other problems.
Well, defying 5,000 years of human history and more than one culture and more than one religion that marriage is between a man and a woman, we have a real battle in our hands. And next week, we're going to talk a little bit further. Thank you, Duane.
Thank
you. Appreciate you being here. Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.